Right now, we have Erasia, who is a student at Urban Pathways Charter School. She lives in Garfield, and her big sister lives in Etna. Her name is Heather. And welcome. It's really nice to have you both here on behalf of Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? We'll get to know Erasia a little bit. What do you like to? I know you're at Urban Pathways. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
And what do you like to do for fun?
At my school, I have a dance team, so I usually dance on Tuesdays and Thursdays there.
That's amazing. How long have you been dancing? Did you start when you were really little?
No, I really started in like fourth grade.
And what kind of steps do you do?
We do more like a majorette dance, kind of.
Nice. How many people are on the team? Is it a really big team or?
It's like a medium team, but some people left due to basketball.
Yeah, it's tough with people's schedules. That's got to, I don't know, you're really young, but do you have to do like training to, there's a lot to remember, I would think, if you're part of a team. Plus, it's got to be pretty physically challenging if you're doing it majorette style, is it?
It's not that hard, but as you learn and as the coach goes through the steps, it gets easier.
So they talk about like muscle memory. Does that happen? Like it becomes almost natural to do it after a while?
Yeah.
Interesting. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening now or later? Anybody in your family or any friends?
No.
Okay. And I like your shirt.
Thank you.
It says Savage on it, which scared me at first, Heather. Your big sister, Heather, is here. How did you two get matched, and how long have you been together?
We got matched last March, and we've had a really fun first year doing a lot of different activities. The process is really thoughtful and rigorous through Big Brothers Big Sisters, so they have you fill out a profile of things that you're interested in doing or maybe willing to learn if you don't do them right now, and different kinds of activities that you might look forward to doing through the program. You talk a lot about your life and things that you do in terms of what you do for work, where you live, and just kind of the natural things that might help you relate to the folks that are in the program. So they do a really nice job of making those matches, and we definitely have found a lot of things to kind of build on as far as activities we'd enjoy doing together.
Now, I know, Heather, through the community, you are one busy person without being a big sister, yet you chose to do this. Why?
Yeah, so I do work with Kidsburg and some other youth-focused groups. But what I found was a lot of times in those settings, I was meeting kids and doing an activity or some kind of learning-based thing. But then they go away, and maybe I don't see them again. But maybe I do a few years later, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, look, they're, you know, 6 years older now and all grown up. So this program has really given me a chance to have a more direct one-on-one relationship that's growing over time. And being an aunt was always one of my favorite things in life, and my nieces don't live locally, but when they come to visit, I was always doing really fun things that I realized I wasn't doing otherwise, and so this program has given me a chance to both build that relationship in a more ongoing fashion and also get to do things that otherwise I probably wouldn't be in the city.
So I'm curious about some of the things you do together and what you might like doing together, and I'll let the two of you talk about that a little bit. Are there favorite things or that you really look forward to?
What do you think has been your favorite, Erasia?
My favorite one was when we went to the Penguins game.
Excellent. Tell me about that. That had to be pretty exciting.
Well, I guess we left a little bit earlier, but we didn't get to see who won.
But what was it like to be at the game? Were you in ordinary seats just right out there with everybody, or did you sit somewhere special?
We sat in the normal seats, and we got to see the game still in a very good view.
Excellent. That sounds like a lot of fun. Can you ice skate?
No.
I can't either very well. I could when I was your age, but I can't that well now.
I can roller skate, though, but I can't ice skate.
That's pretty good. Roller blades or regular roller skates?
Roller skates.
Nice. Can you ice skate, Heather?
I've never tried ice skating, but I did roller skating when I was younger.
When I was a kid, we had a skating rink close to our house, so we all, like, ice skated a lot. So how often do you see each other?
During the summer when school was out, we were definitely hanging out a lot more, probably once a week. But when school got back in, and then especially with the holidays, it's probably more like 2 times a month. And we try to keep at least that much regularity, which is what the program prefers as well. But sometimes we're able to do once a week or 3 times a month.
And do you keep in touch in between at all? Do you ever, like, text each other or communicate somehow? Because there are probably sometimes things you really want to share and you don't want to have to wait that long, right?
Yeah, sometimes we'll be in touch about different ideas for things to do the next time and things like that. And with the holidays and things, definitely checking in about how the holidays went.
Sounds good. So I'm curious to ask you both a question, and it's a little bit of a weird question, but Aresha, like, how has your life changed now that Heather's in it? I mean, you've been together now for, it's been about a year, right? Mm-hmm. Are things different as a result of her being part of your life?
The only thing that's really different is that I moved, and then she's closer to where I live, so then it's easier to go out more.
That's nice, so you're able to actually spend time. How about having her in your life as just somebody to hang out with or to talk to? Does that, like, help you in any way, or, you know, make things better?
Yeah, because sometimes if I don't have nobody to talk to, or if I have friends I won't talk, then I still have Heather.
And what about for you, Heather? How's your life changed?
Yeah, it's definitely a very positive thing to have going on in my life, to have the energy of a young person and to be doing the fun things we're doing, and to, like I said before, to be able to have that relationship that's building instead of just, oh, here's a young person, and there's another young person. And it's been really great to have Aresha in my life this last year. We've done a lot of fun stuff, and we're making some good memories.
Yeah, it gives you some depth to do things. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I have, but I haven't at the same time.
Yeah, that's a
very honest response.
That's a really good answer.
Yes.
What are some of the options you've been thinking about?
A lawyer.
Really? Do you know any lawyers? Why would being a lawyer be something you might want to do?
Because my mom and my stepdad always tell me that I'm good at arguing.
I'm not laughing at you. That's really good. So you can see details of things, and do you see, like, when something's inconsistent, or, like, can you point out why it should be a different way, or try to come up with a reason?
Because I can make good bargains.
Excellent. That's what do you bargain for?
So I bargain. This one time we went to this birthday party, and I said if I could stand on this block of ice for like 10 minutes, then I get $10.
And did you?
No.
But she brokered the deal.
Yeah, it's a great deal. You might be a good representative or congressperson too. Sometimes you start as lawyers, if you do that. That's amazing. How did you get so good at that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a natural. Kara is also here. Kara Kimikata from Big Brothers. What's new with the organization that we should know about?
So we're still always looking for volunteers. We have three different programs that you can volunteer with. We have the community-based program, which Heather and Arasia are in. We also have site-based programs and a Mentor 2.0 program, which is more college and career readiness. Also, we're always looking for kids. So if you're interested in signing up to get a big brother or a big sister, definitely check us out. And we're also heading into bowling season. So our biggest fundraiser every year is Bowl for Kids' Sake. And so people form six-player teams. And we have four or five different events on the weekends, and you raise money and bowl together. Just a lot of fun, a fun way to support Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Arasia, do you bowl?
Yeah.
Are you? Have you gotten the strike?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm not surprised. You're probably very coordinated with all the dancing that you're doing. So would you recommend this experience if there's somebody, you know, your age, 12, who is listening right now and is thinking about getting involved? Do you think it's a good thing to do? How would you, as somebody who's negotiating, what would you say to convince somebody to get involved, since you're good at persuading people?
I would say that you should ask your mom if you can sign up, because I got this program from other family members. And they also do this program at my school, except with high schoolers.
Excellent. And it's been, it sounds like it's been a terrific program for you. Heather, how about you? How would you persuade a busy adult like yourself to get engaged?
Well, I think even as busy as life can get, it's nice to have these times set aside to take a break from the things that maybe we're doing otherwise, and to be doing something that's giving back to the community, that's, you know, fun. It's, you know, a pretty easy commitment to make in terms of the reward you get and the fun that you get to have and knowing that it's making a difference. So I would definitely encourage it. I did think that I might be too busy for a couple years when I first was learning about the program. I knew it was a commitment I wanted to take seriously. And then the more that I learned about it, the more I was just like, yeah, I can do that. And it turns out a year later I can do it plus some. And sometimes we can see each other even more than, you know, the program requirements have. And it's definitely just nice to have those breaks in life set aside for fun things and this relationship.
That's terrific. Well, I have a gift for you guys. I have a pass for the Children's Museum that you can also use at Museum Lab, where there are sewing machines and 3D printers and maker activities there too. And I've got some Youth Express buttons for you. I'm doing this so people can hear them with real pins on them, so
thank
be careful.
You.
And I want to turn to Kara to ask if there's anything else you wanted to add.
Yeah, I just think that it's a great, easy, I believe it's an easy commitment. I always talk about how much time do you spend doing other things. And really, it's two times a month that we ask that you spend with the youth if you're in the community-based program. So I think that it's just a great way to get involved. And if you want any information, definitely check out our website.
And that is bbbspgh.org. Heather, Arasia, anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. It was great.
And again, you can get more information at bbbspgh.org.